An American rock band has gotten into some trouble in Russia for something they did in Ukraine at two recent concerts. The band, the Bloodhound Gang, has now been banned from returning to Ukraine for 5 years. The World's Nina Porzuki explains why.
Against all odds, the one-hit wonder Bloodhound Gang has made headlines once again. Who, you're saying? Remember their 1999 hit, The Bad Touch?
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Well, at a concert late last month in Ukraine, the bassist of the band, evil Jared Hasselhoff, no relation to the David Hasselhoff, surprised both fans and his bandmates when he urinated on the Ukrainian flag on stage. To add insult to injury, at a concert the following day, he shoved a Russian flag down the front of his pants.
Don't tell Putin!
That's Hasselhoff yelling at the crowd as he pulled the flag out of the back of his pants. Well, despite his request, the video of it went viral in Russia. Turns out the stunt might not have been the wisest move, since the next stop on the gang's tour was a music festival in the Russian city of Anapa. Or so they thought.
Moscow is outraged, barring the group from the country and threatening criminal charges.
Russia's culture minister, Vladimir Medinsky, wrote on Twitter that, quote, these idiots are not going to perform, end quote, in Russia. And the Russian concert was swiftly canceled, along with the band's visas. So I called up music journalist Art Troisky in Moscow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can indeed.
To get his take.
Russia has severely overreacted.
Yep, the line went dead. But despite the ominous start to our conversation, I was able to get him back up on the line to talk about the Bloodhound Gang debacle.
Well, I do agree that what they've done to the Russian national flag has been rather nasty. On the other hand, this is the rock and roll. This is the punk rock behavior.
But punk behavior and political statements by music stars aren't taken lightly in Russia. Members of the feminist punk band Pussy Riot remain in jail, and even Western pop divas aren't safe from scrutiny.
Hello, Moscow. My name is Lady Gaga. When they first called me, they were like, we want you to go to Russia, but you know, we might have some problems because of all of the gay propaganda in your show.
That's Lady Gaga's concert from last year. And the government did have problems with gay propaganda in her show. She and pop music's other diva, Madonna, were both threatened with criminal investigations after making pro-gay statements at their Russian concerts.
The gay community and gay people here and all around the world have the same rights.
Evil Jared Hasselhoff wasn't speaking out for human rights, but his flag-stuffing stunt has riled not just the Russian government, but crowds of pro-government supporters. They threw rotten eggs and fruit at the band's van as they rushed to the Anapa airport. And then a group of self-proclaimed Cossacks attacked Hasselhoff at the airport's lounge. One Cossack apparently tried to strangle him with an American flag.
We are right now in the middle of growing anti-Western and anti-American rhetoric that is one of the cornerstones of our government.
Russian rock journalist Misha Kozarev says the act by Bloodhound Gang just adds fuel to an already smoldering xenophobic fire.
Here is this bunch of idiots that come and do some stupid thing, not for anything. It still like crosses out the efforts of anyone from, you know, Madonna to Red Hot Chili Peppers that dared to raise their voice for a good cause.
And as Obama cancels his meeting with Putin next month, the last thing that U.S.-Russia relations need right now is another international incident at a Russian airport. For The World, I'm Nina Porzuki.